The governor has thrown out hints for weeks at what a shutdown might look like without a new budget. The state's prison system would run out of money by next spring, which could mean furloughs of state employees. Wisconsin's Medicaid budget will also run out of money at some point, which could mean cuts to hospitals. And Doyle says the university will run short of what it needs for spring semester.
So the issue is, how many people get hurt between now and when the budget's done? This is why they're supposed to have a budget done by July 1, so that regular people in Wisconsin don't get hurt by their inaction.
Doyle says it's easy for Republicans to say no to budget ideas, but what they need to do is offer an alternative both parties can support. Speaker Hipsch insists he's done just that with an offer that would get new revenue from a cigarette tax increase and a fund set aside for victims of malpractice.
The idea that we are going to come to a compromise will truly mean that here. We will need to compromise, and we will need Assembly Democrats voting for this.
But Democrats have been cool to Hipsch's proposal so far, and there's some question as to whether the Speaker's own Republican members would even let him bring a budget like that to the floor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.